Universal Suffrage, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Universal suffrage, also universal adult suffrage, general suffrage, or common suffrage, consists of the extension of the right to vote to adult citizens or subjects as a whole, though it may also mean extending said right to minors and non-citizens. Although suffrage has two necessary components, the right to vote and opportunities to vote, the term universal suffrage is associated only with the right to vote and ignores the other aspect, the frequency that an incumbent government consults the electorate. Historically, universal suffrage often in fact refers to universal adult male suffrage. The concept of universal suffrage originally referred to all male citizens having the right to vote, regardless of property requirements or other measures of wealth. The first system to explicitly claim to use universal suffrage was France, which is generally recognized as the first national system to abolish all property requirements for voting. In theory, France first used universal male suffrage in 1792 during the Revolutionary period, although the turmoil of the period made this ineffective. France and Switzerland have used universal male suffrage continuously since 1848 for resident male citizens, longer than any other country. In most countries, full universal suffrage, with the inclusion of women, followed universal male suffrage by about 10 to 20 years. A notable exception is France, where women could not vote until 1944. In the first modern democracies, the vote was restricted to those having adequate property and wealth, which almost always meant a minority of the male population. In some jurisdictions, other restrictions existed, such as restrictions on voters of a given religion. In all modern democracies, the number of people who could vote increased gradually with time. The 19th century featured movements advocating universal suffrage, i.e., male. The democratic movement of the late 19th century, unifying liberals and social democrats, particularly in Northern Europe, used the slogan equal and common suffrage. The concept of universal suffrage does not imply any impropriety in placing restrictions on the voting of convicted criminals or mentally ill persons. Such restrictions exist in many countries with universal suffrage. Equally, some universal suffrage systems apply only to resident citizens. Expanding suffrage. The first movements toward universal suffrage, or manhood suffrage, occurred in the early 19th century and focused on removing property requirements for voting. In the late 19th and early 20th century, the focus of the universal suffrage movement became the removal of restrictions against women having the right to vote. Several countries which had enacted universal suffrage had their normal legal process or their existence interrupted during the Second World War. Many societies in the past have denied people the right to vote on the basis of race or ethnicity. For example, non-white people could not vote in national elections during apartheid-era South Africa until the system came to an end with the first free multi-party elections in 1994. In the pre-civil rights era American South, African Americans often technically had the right to vote, but various means prevented many of them from exercising that right. Disfranchisement. Many states within the USA used to disenfranchise paupers, persons who either paid no direct taxes or those receiving public assistance. There are also differing degrees of legal recognition of non-resident citizens. Non-resident Italians have a representative at large in the Italian Parliament. US citizens voting abroad vote as residents of the last state where they or their parents lived. British people, however, cannot vote for their national parliament unless they have lived in the UK in the last 15 years. A few nations also restrict those who are involved in the military or police forces, as it is in the case of Kuwait. Many democratic countries, most notably the United Kingdom and France, have had colonies, the inhabitants of which have not, or mostly not, been citizens of the imperial power, but subjects. Subjects have generally not been entitled to vote for the imperial legislature. A peculiarly complex case is that of Algeria under the Fourth French Republic. Algeria was legally an integral part of France, but citizenship was restricted, as in the French colonies proper, by culture, not by race or ethnicity. Any Algerian could become a French citizen by choosing to live like a Frenchman. Very few did. Citizens of an EU member state are allowed to vote in EU parliamentary elections, as well as some local elections. For example, a British person living in Graz, Austria, would be able to vote in for the European Parliament as a resident of the electoral district of Austria, and to vote in Graz municipal elections. He would, however, not be able to vote in Austrian federal elections or Styrian state elections. Similarly, all locally resident EU citizens in the UK are allowed to vote for representatives of the local council, and those resident in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland may vote for the devolved parliaments or assemblies, but only British, Irish, and Commonwealth citizens are allowed to vote for the British House of Commons. Notable dates for universal suffrage in the world. States have granted and revoked universal suffrage at various times. A table follows listing dates of the introduction of universal suffrage in various countries in the world. Women's suffrage. The first women's suffrage was granted in Corsica in 1755 and lasted until 1769. Women's suffrage, with the same property qualifications as for men, was next granted in New Jersey in 1776. The word inhabitants was used instead of men, and rescinded in 1807. The Pitcairn Islands granted restricted women's suffrage in 1838. Various other countries and states granted restricted women's suffrage in the latter half of the 19th century, starting with South Australia in 1861. The first unrestricted women's suffrage in terms of voting rights, women were not initially permitted to stand for election, in a major country, was granted in New Zealand. The Women's Suffrage Bill was adopted mere weeks before the general election of 1893. South Australia first granted women suffrage and allowed them to stand for Parliament in 1894. In 1931, the Second Spanish Republic allowed women the right of passive suffrage, with three women being elected. During the discussion to extend their right to active suffrage, the radical socialist Victoria Kent confronted the radical Clara Campoamor. Kent argued that Spanish women were not yet prepared to vote, and since they were too influenced by the Catholic Church, they would vote for right-wing candidates. Campoamor, however, pleaded for women's rights regardless of political orientation. Her point finally prevailed, and in the election of 1933, the political right won with the vote of citizens of any sex over 23. Both Campoamor and Kent lost their seats. Youth suffrage, children's suffrage, and suffrage in school. Democratic schools practice and support universal suffrage in school, which allows a vote to every member of the school, including students and staff. Such schools hold that this feature is essential for students to be ready to move into society at large. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 unported license, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.